Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, June 30th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays: Lena Horne, born this day in 1917. Olympic swimming multiple gold medalist Michael Phelps is 28 today. Former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson is 47. This day in history, in 1936, Margaret Mitchell's novel of the death of the Old South, Gone with the Wind, is published from audiobook.
Scarlett O'Hara was not beautiful, but men seldom realized it when caught by her charm as the Tarleton twins were. In her face were too sharply blended the delicate features of her mother, a coast aristocrat of French descent, and the heavy ones of her florid Irish father. But it was an arresting face, pointed of chin, square of jaw.
In 1953, the first Chevrolet Corvette rolls off the assembly line in Flint, Michigan.
They call her Corvette, and she belongs to the highway just for the sheer and simple joy of driving, for the open road and the country byway, for Mr. and Mrs. America in a carefree mood.
June 30th, 1971, the 26th Amendment is ratified, giving the vote to 18-year-olds. The same day, the U.S. Supreme Court clears the way for the New York Times and the Washington Post to publish the Pentagon Papers. From the Newseum.
On June 30th, 1971, in a hushed and expectant courtroom, the decision is announced. It is 6-3 for the press.
I think it's reaffirmed the fact that a free press in our country is entitled to run the way people like to run a free press, that the government can't just march in and stop us from publishing.
Number one on the charts in 1944, one of the bittersweet songs of World War II, The Great Bing Crosby and I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday evening, July 5th, celebrate Independence Day with the Commerce Chamber of Commerce at the Eddie Moore Sports Complex and Centennial Park. The event begins at 6 p.m. and fireworks are scheduled for 9:30. Live music from Diamond Jack Holdsworth and the Birthright Blues, the Cross Trails Band, and Out of Hand. Kids' activities include bounce houses, the little Bodart train, glow necklaces, and bracelets for sale. Admission, one can of food to benefit the Commerce Food Pantry. The Commerce Independence Day celebration starting at 6 p.m. Saturday. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Mike Tyson, 47 today. Everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Well, good. John, I know there's some people that will be excited to hear that the paving of North Monroe, north of Live Oak Street, is finally about ready to begin.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's like pulling teeth. I never knew what bureaucracy was like until I got involved with the state government. Yes, the Texas Water Development Board released the funds. We put them out for bid. J&L Construction got the low bid and submitted that. And then the state wanted to check and make sure that J&L was hiring the right subcontractors. And so that was finally taken care of. And as of about the 16th of June, contractors were coming back in. The signs are up, and the work is beginning once again now. We couldn't get a drop of rain all summer, but the state hadn't released the funds. So it's really a catch-22. And we finally got the money to do the construction work, construction team on site, and we're starting to get rain. Boy, I'll tell you, if I can sure empathize with the people on North Monroe, but boy, do we need the rain, too.
Right, right. Now, the state's connection with that is what?
Texas Water Development Board actually funded. We were dealing with different budgets. And the North Monroe part was kind of a special edition that came from the Texas Water Development Board. No, normally, they do underground. We put wastewater and freshwater pipes in. But they agreed to help fund this couple of blocks between Live Oak and Bonham. So we were kind of, our hands were tied until they released the funds. And then once the funds were released, we thought it was going to be a pretty easy deal. We'll go out to bid and get it done. But then once the bid was accepted, because it's federal and state money, it has to go back to the state to decide whether or not, or they have to check and make sure that J&L Construction is hiring the right subcontractors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of a concern about getting that done in time for an observance this fall having to do with the Claire Chennault House, which is on that block.
Yeah, where the university is working towards the 125th anniversary.
Yeah.
And as you know, we've talked about this, and I know you've had other guests on, renaming parts of Highway 24 to the Flying Tigers and different heroes from the Commerce area. Well, part of the plan is to have a dedication. The Chinese government almost has more dedication to Claire Chennault than the United States does. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know what he did during World War II, prior to World War II, for the Chinese. There will be, I believe it's the only sign in America, dedication sign in America, in Chinese, will be dedicated here at the house. Now, part of what we were always hoping would happen was we'd have the paving done, so it would be a clear shot up and down the between Live Oak and Bonham. The plan is to have the governor here and the chancellor of the university system, who flew together in the Flying Tigers.
And is there a particular date that's been set for that?
That I'm not sure because it's still in the works.
Sometime in the fall.
Yes.
All right. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bilotti, a number of topics, as always. And we understand that the Angus Grill, which is going into the old Mi Casita spot there in that shopping center where Hibbett Sports and so on are located, that is very close to being ready to go.
Well, yes, and we look at this in kind of in the same terms as Chicken Express, because Chicken Express moved from one end, they're going in the other end. Chicken Express is open and is doing business at their new location. Angus is continuing to work on the inside. We had to deal with some fire extinguisher issues and ceiling and roof to get their certificate of occupancy. Assistant manager Steve Wilson has been visiting them frequently and said they're pretty close, so I'm guessing at any time they should be applying for a CO to open business.
Been a good deal of interest shown in that.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, mention real quickly that the Commerce Police are doing some interesting things this summer. One thing in particular is they have a program in which they're working with local kids real closely.
Yes, and let me kind of be a politician here, because that grew out of there. It happened. Lieutenant Rector, Jason Rector, wanted to start kind of like a Citizens on Patrol, not from the old Police Academy movie, but to help citizens understand how police work, and they will then be able to actually observe and watch their neighborhoods. Well, what grew out of that then also was an opportunity to bring the youth of Commerce into the understanding that the police department is not what they just view on TV, arrest and shoot and beat up people, that they're actually the friends of the citizens. And so the youth program was designed to meet on Thursdays. It starts about 8 o'clock in the morning with a breakfast, and then there's a few hours of activities. That has a lunch, and then a few more hours of activities afterwards. So they get a pretty full day in.
All right, Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. John Bilotti, Mayor of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.